my main concern is that the authors have essentially worked the system in a manner that's ended up beneficially for them, but in doing so, have in many ways managed to get away with a duplicate submission.
Okay. Well, my feeling is it's still a duplicate submission, because the critical thing is you know that they were both under consideration at both journals. So even though you've probably, even the first one's been retracted, there is a serious issue with the second one, because they obviously were game. Are you the higher impact journal of these two?
We are, yeah.
Yeah. So they it looks as though they were gaming the system.
Exactly. The question then becomes, what can we do about this now that ours is the only one that's been published then?
Well, there's been misconduct, hasn't there?
Yeah.
So
I wonder whether an expression of concern might be appropriate. I mean, you usually use expressions of concern as a sort of stopgap while you're doing an investigation. But I wonder whether it could be used in a slightly different sense here, and that I can see why you don't really want to retract it, because it's no longer duplicate, because there's nothing else out there, but. You know, you could maybe use it to say, well, we are aware that something has gone.
I think the point, if you know, we've discussed the idea of what retraction should be, and retraction should be a way of correcting the literature. And if the point is that you want one copy of this paper to be in the literature, that effectively has happened now, that there is one copy that remains within the literature. But there will be some sort of electronic trace still to the retracted article. I think that you should put something on your article which notes that this was one of a pair of duplicate submissions, or however you word it, one of which has now been retracted, and so that anyone coming to it then won't be puzzled, because they, even though an article's retracted, you know, you can still find it within the literature. It's not as if it disappears completely. I think if you were to take the paper away completely, then you'd end up with, it feels to me like that doesn't help either, because then you have sort of two, you don't have something within the literature at all, so.
But I would actually go back a step, because looking at this, have you given the author the chance to respond? You say you know they were under submission at the same time. Have you given them the reason why? Because I had a case like this, exactly the same, and we were going to act assuming it was duplicate submission, and we had a very naive junior author. He went onto the online submission site, saw that the manuscript had been rejected, went to submit it to another journal. But when we look back, it was a resubmission with the same title, and he had been looking at the original submission, which obviously said rejected, not his resubmitted paper, the same title. We had to give them the benefit of the doubt, because it was a real possibility, and, you know, these things happen. He panicked, he submitted it. And when we looked at the dates in the light of that experience, it made a reasonable a story, and it's totally legitimate.
In this case, the authors have actually blamed the editors of the other journal. They've said it was their fault for publishing without their permission, or words to that effect, I believe.
Have you contacted the editor of the other journal?
We haven't yet, no.
I mean, it would be useful to hear their point of view, I think.
Yeah. Did they sign a copyright form with that other journal, maybe? If they did, then they've given their permission to publish, haven't they?
That would be my question, is the date of the sign over of the copyright transfer is critical here, and if you don't have that, that may be a problem. But I had a similar situation where an article was rejected by another journal and then picked up by a sister journal in the same publishing house, and it was not the fault of the author at all. It was indeed the fault of the journal editor, who said, "Oh, that would fit fine in mine," and just took it on. So indeed, the author could be blameless in all of this, and I think it would be good to straighten out those issues between the journal editors.
That's a really great point, actually. I think that certainly does happen within publishing houses, doesn't it? But if it then turns out that it really isn't the editor's fault, then some sort of mark on the published paper itself, I think, needs to happen, so that it's clear that if anyone does stumble across the two papers together, they understand the relationship between them. But again, you know, getting whatever you put there has to be very clear and with links to previous stuff.
But would you not, if the two papers have been published, would you not contact the editor at the same time anyway, at the same time as asking the author for an explanation? I would naturally maybe contact the editor as well, just to alert him that you've noticed this, and that you're waiting for a response from the author, so you immediately have the editor in the loop.
Yeah.
I would be quite harsh. I would retract it anyway. I think I would have the same concern about authors playing the game and seeing where they can get it in and then retract the other one.
But, I mean, one of the things that we've talked about in the past is that retraction shouldn't be a way of punishing authors. I mean, it should be a way of correcting the literature. And so although, you know, you're kind of furious about it because they have, you know, at the worst thing, potentially played the game and won it, what your job at this point is to mark the literature in such a way that it's people don't get subsequently confused by it. And although I'm not sure, I personally think that retraction would be something that wouldn't serve that function, whereas a clear notice on the paper itself would.
That would clarify the other slight issue that we've got with this now, is that the retraction notice on the journal it's been retracted from isn't informative at all.
That's another
this
problem.
This article has been retracted at the request of the authors, whereas the retraction notice that we would have put up, if we'd been retracted it being the second journal to have published it, we would have sort of stated the reason for
which
the
is probably why it's even more important that you, whatever you, that you do something that on your article which makes it very clear what the relation of this is to the other paper.
But you have to have a lot of information from both the author
and
the editor.
You need more information.
In there's
this point
more,
before
you know, something
that.
In the background that we're not aware of.
And do you have something in your author guidelines that talks about not submitting papers simultaneously to other journals?
Yes.
Just
very
in case.
True.